Hello, everybody, and very welcome to Speakers Corner. My name is Per Forsberg, and in this fourth episode, you will meet Wojtek Kral from the Czech Republic. Hello, Wojtek.
Hello, Per, and all the others who are listening to the Speakers Corner.
Where are you?
I'm at home in the city of Turnov, very close to walk terrains all the time.
Yeah, exactly. You're living in the Turnov. That must be a perfect spot for you.
Exactly. It's very much almost the best place you can stay. It's very close to Prague on the highway. It's very close to sandstones, also into the mountains, into the mountain terrain where the walk will have the middle distance. So it's great. Great opportunity. And I try to use it as much as possible.
Yeah, I can understand it. We will talk a lot about this later on. But first of all, this is a new year, 2021, Wojtek. You have a walk on home soil in the summer. We will talk about that. But first of all, 2020, what a special year, really. How was it for you, Wojtek?
Well, it started with a great training volume. So I had big expectations, but unfortunately, as we all know, COVID situation voided all the competitions. So I couldn't perform as I dreamed, but it didn't affect me much. My motivation still is pretty high, and everything I planned was already planned for 2021. So it wasn't a big problem for me not to compete in 2020.
So you didn't have that big problem to adapt to the current situation?
Not at all. It was fine. I could train alone with the restrictions we had in Czech Republic. So there was no problem. The only problem was that I missed a little bit the racing routine. And in the competitions we had in the autumn, it was quite clear that I wasn't really ready in the beginning, but that's the only thing which was bad.
How was it? So it wasn't any problem also to keep up your motivation because of walk in the summer, I believe.
Well, yes, there were several periods when I was a bit down with my mind. I also, I think it was in June, I got the Lyme disease, so I was a little bit depressed, maybe, I can say. But after that, I jumped back into the training and didn't feel any other problems.
How has it been in the Czech Republic with this COVID-19 situation in the society and everything? How has it been?
In the first wave, it was pretty strict restrictions. And people were just, they obeyed all the rules in the first wave. Now in the second wave, and maybe it's already a third wave, people just don't believe the restrictions as much as before. So it changed. But in the first half of the 2020, it was a really new experience for me to see. Mm-hmm. That people were just still inside. No one was training or even walking outside and such. So it was pretty strict. Nowadays, it's strict on the paper, but not strict in the streets.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? I remember a picture from Karl's Bridge in Prague when they were celebrating how good we are here in the Czech Republic in the summer. I believe it was in late July or beginning of August. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember.
Uh-huh.
Czech Republic, the best country in the COVID in the world.
Exactly. it's so strange, everything. So what do you think now about this situation with COVID-19 now when we enter 2021?
I believe that the vaccination will take a big part and solve most of these problems that we as a sportsmen, we can we can travel with the vaccination, we can compete, and we don't need to have such strict rules. So I believe it will help. If not, then I also believe the IOF will organize competitions anyway with restrictions, because the sport must exist. If we lose two seasons just like that, it's not good promotion for the sport.
No, not at all. Have you been afraid by yourself to get the disease?
I was using the mask and such, but anyway, I got COVID in November, but I didn't have big problems. It wasn't like it wasn't dangerous in any way. So it was just staying at home for 3 weeks and have a headache. So it was okay.
Because for you, top athletes, you really need all your functions in your body, lungs, for example. And I mean, the research are not that big yet on how COVID-19 affect you as a top athlete. Have you thought about that, anything?
Yes. Yeah. We have an option with Czech team to get to a health center, one of the best in Czech Republic, and they can test us. They have special after COVID tests. So we went there. It was me and also Denisa. And they found out that we are completely okay. So we should be fine.
So we have done one of these PCR tests, or?
Sorry?
What kind of test was it? Was it a PCR test?
No. It was like a test on a bike.
I see.
They also recovered some heart data and such. So it was like a deep test of your body functions. So they found out that we don't have any problems that you can find in the news, that people have breathing problems and similar, but we don't have it.
Okay, we cross our fingers for a very good 2021. I do it by myself also a lot, I can tell you.
Yeah, I cross my fingers too.
Yeah, definitely. Let's take it from the beginning, Wojtek. You are from Schomperk?
Yes, that's right.
Correct? Born and raised in Schomperk and very close to Jesenik, where we were with the European Championships back in 2016. Schomperk, it's definitely in the eastern part of the Czech Republic.
No, yes.
Northeast, no, northeastern maybe.
Yeah? It's eastern part, but there is more eastern.
Yeah, definitely. Correct. But orienteering, Wojtek, what is given to you to become an orienteer?
Well, I started as many other orienteers. My parents are also orienteers, so I didn't have any other chance. they just sent me into the forest to run the easiest course. And in the end, I found out it's a great sport, so I wanted to continue. I, of course, tried many other sports, but this one was just number one since I was born. So maybe it was just a fate for me.
Yeah. Would you say that Schomperk and this region is an orienteering environment?
I would say so, yes. There is a lot of forest around the city. It's not the nicest, but you can get in a decent time to very nice terrains. For example, there is this WOC 2008 middle distance terrain, which is one of the best I have ever entered. So there is a big possibility in Schomperk. There are orienteers.
Yeah.
Actually, there are three orienteering clubs and one mountain bike orienteering club.
In what age did you discover that you got talent for this?
Well, quite soon, I would say, when I was running like men 14, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took me some more years to find out that I have to train as well.
Yeah, of course. It's quite close also to the Polish border in this part of Czech Republic. Did you pass the border and get abroad quite quickly? Or
I remember some multi-day competitions when I was pretty young. It was in Poland. So yes, I have been many times in Poland, and their terrains are quite similar. It's almost the same orienteering as on the Czech side of the border.
Mm. So let's talk about a little bit your training and preparations and such things. It's very interesting, I believe, for our listeners. When did you get very professional in your plans regarding training and such on? Which age would you say, Wojciech?
Well, my first real training started when I entered the men 21 class.
Okay.
Before mm-hmm. it was just about talent. I was training a bit, but it didn't work much, and I was injured as well. It's a quite stupid story that I. Well, not stupid, but ironic. I didn't train for two or three months in the winter in 2007. Then I got the last place for the J-Walk in Australia, and then I won the sprint. So it was just a big surprise for everybody, also for me. So that was the top of my talent. After that, I had to push it a bit. So I did start it in the men class. Then I got injured again. So it took another 3 years to recover from this. And after that, I could say it was 2012. From that time, I can count my training as a professional,
mm-hmm.
professional attitude.
Yeah, exactly. 2012, that means you are at that time 24 year.
Yes, mm. yes.
Oh, it's quite late, Wojtek.
I would say so, yes. When I think about my career, when I look back on my career, I would definitely start earlier with the training.
Yeah, of course. But that means also that you now 2021, maybe you are in your perfect age, really.
I hope so. Yes, the mm-hmm. training sums, and my capacity on the track and field and such, it shows that I still can force myself to grow and get better. So it's good this way.
Mm. But how is it with your training philosophy? Have you any help from a trainer, a coach or something, Wojtek?
Well, my first coach was Radek Novotný, the former coach of Czech national team.
Mm.
So he told me a lot about orienteering. He showed me how it should look like if I want to win, then he told me how to do that. And since that time, I'm just thinking about getting better in any smaller parts of the performance. And at the moment, it's Jan Šedivý and Jan Procházka and Jaroslav Kašmarčík who are the Czech coaches. And these guys are at the moment the leaders of my technical performance and these kind of skills.
Okay. What would you say today, your strong side and weak side?
My strong side, I would say, I'm pretty fast.
Oh.
Even in my age, I can be very, very fast.
Mm.
And I believe also I'm pretty patient. That's not something I can use only in the competition, but also in training. So my patience gives me a self-confidence that I can train as it fits to me. It's maybe less hours and less kilometers than the others have, but I believe still it's something that I can win. Yeah, it should be enough to win, I believe. So that's the patient and self-confidence. That's the strong side. And the weak side, I would say I have a weakness in long distance. Since I don't have so many kilometers, there's a chance I will get cramps or I will just die in the end of the long distance. So that's something I'm trying to get better in.
Oh, so you are trying to improve your long distance capacity?
Yes, that's for sure. That's for sure.
And that means that in the summer you really want to run the long distance in the Czech Republic.
I definitely want to run the long distance.
Okay.
2 years ago in Norway, it wasn't that bad. I finished on seventh position. So. Yeah. And it was in Norway. So I believe in Czech Republic, it can be way better than seventh position.
How detailed are you when it comes to plans for training? Have you long-term plans and very detailed plans for week to week, for example, or how do you work?
I plan in long-term. I see the competitions when I want to perform on the top level. And other competitions are just trainings for me. And I don't really have a training plan which says you do this day and that day you will do another thing. I usually use the opportunities around. So whenever I talk to other guys in my region, they just say, oh, I do a map training. Okay, I join you. If you do another training, I'll join you anyway. So it's just about feel how tired I am and feel the borders so I don't do too much and get injured or ill. So I have a training diary which counts like a relative effort, and it shows me when I should slow down. So this is the only thing I follow. It's not like a real plan for every day.
Sounds to me, Wojtek, maybe because of your age, that you are very good to listen to your body, really.
I would say so. If it's something I have learned from my career, that listening my body is the most important thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody should do it. Definitely. You can easily see many, many, not only orienteers, only in other sports, that they are training and training and training and don't listen to the body, and then they are out for weeks or months or years, maybe.
Yes, that's it. I know.
Yeah. Which is your biggest setback so far in your career?
My biggest what?
Your biggest setback, injured or sick or something, when you have been not able to train and compete at all?
It was the beginning when I came to the men 21 class.
Oh.
The first year I twisted my ankle, but anyway I could qualify for world champs. But after that, this injury was just growing and growing, and in the end, in 2011, I wasn't able to run for 5 months in a row. So that was the toughest part of my career. But after that, I did change a lot. I started to do a lot of strength sessions and coordination stuff. So that helped a lot and saved my career, I would say.
Are you, in this orienteering community, we are a very nice group. Oh, you got a visitor?
Pardon me, once again?
You got a visitor? No? It's no problem.
Sorry, it was the beverage.
but what I was talking about is that in this very nice orienteering community, you and the other guys from the other countries, are you talking about how you train and you can get ideas from anybody? You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. I definitely share my ideas, my procedures, and I didn't experienced any orienteer to not say or to keep his secrets. It's
no.
really not not typical for interim.
No.
Since it's such an individual performance, it depends so much on your head.
Mm.
It doesn't really matter how the others train or perform.
Mm.
If you are not completely focused on your performance in your head, then it doesn't matter what the others do.
Mm.
It's just about your mistakes and your mind.
Mm.
So sharing the wisdom in orienteering is kind of normal.
How is it? Your profession is that you are a professional orienteer, or Wojtek?
Last 3 seasons,
mm.
I have been a professional, yes. Before, I was a cartographer on so it was my full job.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, I also continue in this cartography job, but just a little in some parts of the year when there is time to do something, then I'm not against to draw maps. And I mean orienteering maps.
Orienteering maps, yeah, okay. Yeah. Do you think that will improve your skills also as an orienteer?
It definitely did improve already. It's really important to see the difference between cartographers, because one thing can be drawn like several different ways. And whenever you come to terrain, you have to be able to quickly recognize what's important and what's important for the cartographer. Maybe something else is important for you, but you have to see the others' way. So that helps a lot.
Mm.
When I came for the first time in some difficult terrain, it took me several hours to find out how to map the terrain, how to draw it. And then you get much more flexibility than just running on the maps is not such a deep training as cartography.
How is it for you, Wojtek? You have tried it by yourself to map. Can you blame a mistake from yourself on the mapper?
Well, I'm trying not to.
No, exactly. Because it's a really tough job.
Yeah, it's really, really hard. When you come back after 10 hours in the forest to home, your head is just empty.
Mm.
You are focusing 10 hours straight, and that's really exhausting.
Exactly. But how is it? I mean, you must make some money for your living, Wojtek. As
yeah.
a professional orienteer, how is it financially for you? How is it possible? I mean, we don't have any money in this sport.
Yes, I'm paid by the Czech Federation, and it's enough money to live.
Mm.
Enough money to live and to save some money for the future. So it's good.
Mm.
Or it was a good opportunity to try to be a professional in orienteering. There are few people in Czech Republic who get paid for orienteering, but in the end, it's only me who has like a real contract. The others have just some support with money support, but I have a real contract as the only one in Czech Republic.
Mm.
So it's fine, but if I would choose football, I would probably earn more money.
Do you have any bonus if you will win a gold medal in the summer in Doxy and the surroundings? Will it give you some money or?
Yes. We have this system for every world champ and European champs in the Czech Federation. So yes,
mm.
if I do well, I can get some extra money.
Mm. Good, very good.
But it's not. My motivation,
no.
for sure.
No, I understand that, of course. A little bit more about your preparations and the theoretical side. You as a cartographer also, Wojtek, how much do you spend to really getting to know the place and the area and the map and everything when you are going to big competitions around the world?
Well, this thing has two sides. I used to do a lot. I did draw maps, most the sprint maps, to be 100% ready for every option. But in 2016, in the sprint in Jeseník, in the final, I had a map prepared, pretty good map. But at one place, I missed their passage. Mm-hmm. And that passage I should have used like two times in the competition, and I didn't. And I lost a lot of time there. It could have been medal, but in the end, it was just 11th position. So since that time, I just focus myself to find the tricky places, to know the terrain in total, in overall, not to know every single feature, because then you can get trapped with your knowledge, which doesn't have to be 100% proper or real. Also with the artificial fences in the terrain, it can get completely different. So I focus myself to see the tricky parts, and then the rest is just about the routine.
I understand. And it sounds like you have some experience, really, Wojtek.
I do.
Yeah, exactly.
I spend a lot of time with this sprint preparations. I also try to put the map in teaching features and train there.
Yeah,
it's not really worth it. It's better to train the routine and how to perform 100% in the day when it matters. That's a better way.
Yeah, exactly. But if I understand you right, it's more important in the sprint discipline compared with the forest disciplines.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I must say that I didn't run many long distances so far. It was just last year, 2 years ago in Norway, and then it was in Latvia. Before, I didn't run any long distance internationally, so my preparations on long distance are not so well known, or I don't have such a big experience. But I believe also that in long distance, and definitely for the long distance in Czech Republic, we have to be prepared. The route choices there are so tricky, and you have to know the terrain by heart before entering the competition.
Definitely. Definitely. And with this COVID-19, it is some problem right now because of the fairness that you guys living in Czech Republic and very close to very relevant terrains, and the other international runners have almost right now no chance to go there to train.
Yes, yes. That's a good point. I believe you know that IOF made the statement that we should not train. You know everything around that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a bit sad because anytime there is a world champ, somebody has the advantage of a home terrain. But we have to accept all the rules from IOF. So we didn't train it in the terrains when it was closed. But nowadays the Czech anti-COVID system is on a very high level, so I'm surprised that IOF didn't cancel the trainings again in the walk terrains. Now it seems like it was just one thing to do, but when it's once over, it doesn't come back. It sounds strange.
Yeah, definitely. We will come to the VOC 2021 in a short while here. But first of all, one other part of your development as an orienteer, you have been representing IFK Mora here in Sweden since quite many years now, Wojtek, and you have also been living in Sweden for a while.
Yes, that's true. I'm in Mora since 2011, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Wow, 10 years now, Wojtek.
It's too many years to remember.
Exactly. But why IFK Mora, Wojtek?
Well, when I was at the age of, it was like 2010 or something, or 11, I was looking for a opportunity to stay in Sweden because I didn't succeed in my studies. So I had a 1 year off of my studies, and I wanted to try something new. So training in Sweden would be great. At the time, I was competing for Hagabi in Örebro, and they couldn't offer me some kind of support, like a money support for some job in Örebro. So I did ask some people if they can help me with this, and suddenly there was an email from IFKMU. They can help me with anything. They can offer accommodation for 3-4 months in Mura, no problem. So I took the chance and joined Mura. And since that time, I'm happy to be there and happy to train with them. It's a good group. It's international group of runners with really good and different experience of orienteering. There is still something to learn from the other guys.
Mm. But do you think also is it a must really for you from Czech Republic and other orienteers from the Central Europe to representing a club in the Nordic countries?
Definitely. It's a must.
It's a must.
If you don't train the Scandinavian terrain, you just don't have a chance to succeed internationally at all. It's such a different experience. And all the runners from Scandinavia have the big much bigger advantage. They grew up in their terrains. It's completely different type of navigation, different type of running. It's just the top of orienteering in Scandinavia. And anybody who wants to succeed must rule it as well as the others.
Yeah, I can I understand, really. Let's take a walk down the memory lane, Wojtek. You mentioned your JVOC goal there in double in Australia 2007. A big surprise also for you. How was it that day? Do you remember it?
Oh, of course I remember. I also remember we were 2 weeks training before in Australia, and all the trainings were quite fine for me. So I had some confidence, but I didn't think about winning. I did try to do my best, and it just ended up with the first place. And the day of the sprint, it wasn't special. I was just having a good feeling that I can possibly do a clean performance and run fast. In juniors, it was enough.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe that's also the recipe, you know, Wojtek, to be relaxed and not that much pressure, just have fun.
Yeah, I believe it's a good recipe.
Yeah, exactly.
In a men's class, on the other hand, you must know that your capacity is good enough to beat the other guys. So it's a long work to get.
Yeah, definitely.
Get to being relaxed easily before competition.
Yeah. Looking back at your career, Wojtek, you're still hunting that medal in a big championship individually. You have been quite close, but not really there on the podium.
Well, that's the life of orienteer. Not everybody can win. If I don't win any medal, nothing happens, I will be happy to just compete. I'm satisfied when I can do a performance which is clean, and I know I did 100%, I couldn't do better. If it's fourth place in the end, whatever, I will be happy anyway.
But you have shown the later years, Wojtek, to win 2 knockout sprints in the World Cup competitions. That must be a very good confidence boost for you.
Yes, it is.
To show that you can win, really.
Possibly, yes. Like I can say, I'm waiting so long. So the IIF already invented a competition just for me. So maybe I finally have the chance to win a medal.
But unfortunately, the knockout sprint is not on the program this summer in the Czech Republic.
No, but that's good. otherwise it would be too difficult program.
Yeah, definitely.
It's difficult already.
Mm, yeah. But what is your analyze that the knockout sprint fits you so well?
I think, as I said before, my big strength is that I'm fast. And when it comes to a sprint finish, I can perform very well. And it's quite short. And when I run, I feel quite dynamic. So changing directions and running up and down stairs, that's something what fits me a lot. And I focusing for 7 or 6 minutes is not a problem. And it feels like a big challenge for me, both knockout sprints in Prague and in Switzerland. I don't remember the name of the city, but both of them, it was just challenging myself, not the others. And what I think is important, and I did say to many other guys who asked me why knockout sprint is so different or why it goes so well, I think it's important to feel the group, feel the other guys, how they perform. If they have some weak parts or strong parts, you have to adapt to anything. If they attack, you have to attack as well. It's almost like a 1500 race on a track and field. It's very fast from the beginning and even faster in the end. I think it's my strength to feel the group and I can adapt very quickly to the changes.
Yeah. I remember both races, but especially that in Laufen in Switzerland, it was Laufen. Yes, exactly. And at that time, at that very day, also Yannick Michels was in very good shape, and you had a really nice battle with him. But you were so strong that day, Wojtek.
Well, I don't know why I was strong, but in the end, if you run 4 rounds of a knockout sprint, it's almost like 25 kilometers in one day. So in the final, it's probably also about endurance.
Definitely. Well. Yeah.
And I don't know why the others just didn't run faster than me, because I felt in the final they could, but they were not just active. There was a one moment when Yannick tried to be active and go to the top. So I did speed up as well to run with him, but he directly made a small mistake. It was a mistake you can count in seconds, but it cost him some meters, and he got back into the group. And since that time, he wasn't active at all. So it's more about strong of your mind than your legs, I would say.
If you look back on your career, Wojtek, so far, is it any special race you remember more than some others?
Well, there are many competitions.
It is. Of course, but when you were really satisfied with your performance, I mean, it could be the Czech Championship or what else?
Well, yeah, I remember some competitions when I was like men 18.
Yeah.
Suddenly I could perform without any mistake. It was just a big surprise for me. Then I realized, okay, I can do such an orienteering. It's great. But I can't tell you a date or name.
No, of course not. Let's take a look into the summer now, and this World Championships, this VOC on home soil in Doxy and the surroundings. There is north of Prague, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and the terrain, compare where you are, Turnov or Schumperk, where you are born and raised. How is it?
If we take a look on Doxy area, that's completely different from Schumperk. I don't have such terrains there. But in Turnov, where I live now, the terrains are similar. It's sandstones. It's a little bit different. For us, for Czechs, we can see the difference, but for foreigners, I guess it's just sandstones, and it's all the same. It's just big hills and big cliffs and lots of up and downs. Mm. But from Schomberg, I would say I have a similar, there are similar terrains for the middle distance. It's there in Schomberg, there are mountains in even higher than the Jizerské mountains, so the terrain is similar with the runnability and how rough is on the ground with the stones as well. So I guess I could be well prepared for the middle distance from home.
Mm. What kind of priority do you have for this VOC when it comes to disciplines? Because it's a really tough program. You can't. I don't think you can't run everything.
I don't think so too. And I did say this to our coach, to Jan Šedivý, but he told me to do not think about this. Just train as the best you can, and in the end you will see what you run.
Okay.
It may happen that you will run everything, but we will see. For myself, I see a reason to not run the middle distance, to have a like sprint block in the beginning and then the sandstone block in the end. But it also depends how much I train. If there is some kind of injury, then long distance is probably not the best choice, because it's really long and really tough, and I should be ready for the relay as well.
Mm.
Yeah, it's different. It's difficult to say now. I would definitely like to run everything because it will be nice, but it's not possible in the program as it is written or set up at the WOC next year or this year.
Mm. For how long have you had the VOC 2021 in your mind?
I guess since it was announced.
Oh, exactly.
So, I don't know when it was, but is it 2.5 years ago or something like that?
Do we have any plan now on home soil, you were definitely capable to win a medal, to win a gold medal, a very good day. How do you plan for handle the pressure? Because you are on home soil, and hopefully we have many, many thousands of fans there also in Doxie and the competitions in the summer. Hopefully, we cross our fingers for that. But, you know, how to handle the pressure now?
I believe my experience will help me. That I have already been to competitions where there was a big pressure on me. It was, for example, the European champs in Jeseník. I feel at that time I didn't handle the pressure in optimal way. So I can say what was wrong and do it better next time.
Mm.
And yes, after those years of competing, I believe that I'm already experienced enough to handle the pressure this year.
Mm.
But you never know.
No.
There can be 5,000 competitive fans, and you will just get nervous before the start, and then first control mistakes and control mistake, and then it's over, and then it's over.
Yeah. But one good thing, I think, is also that you're not alone. Also, Milos Nikodym has big ambitions for the summer, I believe. He won the World Cup final right outside Turnov, 2018 it was.
Yes, yes.
In the middle distance. So that's a good thing, I think, for you in the Czech team, that you're not the only one. Also, Milos, and maybe some more.
Exactly. To have Milos by my side on the competitions and in the team, it helps me a lot. Because he moved the borders. Anytime he beats me, I need to improve myself. And it's the same for him. Whenever I beat him, he's not satisfied and he wants to do something better. And in last years, we got some good guys coming from juniors. For example, Tomáš Křivda is very strong as well. And he forces us to be even better.
Mm.
So this chemistry in our team works pretty well, and I believe we force each other to even better performance.
Exactly, and the relay is always a really, really nice competition. I must say, from my side, really, relays are it's something special. And the Czech team, very strong with you and Miloš, and the third wheel also strong, I believe. Let's see who it will be. But you talk about the Jan Prochazka, and we all remember the Vok relay in Switzerland 2012, when Czech Republic and Jan beat Olav Lundanes on the last leg there. It was really, really surprising, I must say. Do you talk about this, Jan Prochazka, and you talk about this gold medal 2012? Now it's time again for Czech Republic in the summer, or?
Yeah, we didn't talk about it concerning this walk in Czech Republic this year, but he mentioned this many times in the past years. And of course, I know a lot about this, or his performance, or performance of all the guys in the team, and it's a big motivation to get to the same position as they were. Mm. If it happens this year in Czech Republic, it will be even better. But for sure, we will use their experience to try it.
Do you like the relays, Wojtek?
For sure. For sure, I always push myself the most in the relay. It's really something different than an individual competition. Mm.
Very nice. Let's talk about also about Speaker's Corner. It's from the Orienteering World Cup 2021. Idrefjäll, Dalarna, the same county as IFK Mora, is just 150 kilometers from Mora. Have you been to Idrefjäll, Wojtek?
Not yet. I heard a lot of stories about Idre.
Yeah.
Many people from Mora are joining some. There's a multi-day competition in the summer, so they joined regularly. So I know, I have seen the map as well. It looks pretty nice. I have been once in Salem, it was Oringen 2008. Mm. And that's kind of a similar terrain, or is it not?
Yeah, it's quite similar, yeah.
So I know how it's going to be. It's going to be pretty, pretty tricky in the slopes.
Exactly. You have to prepare for that one. But I hope you look forward to come to Idrefjäll to the World Cup competition in mid-August.
Definitely. In our plans, we plan to run Oringen if it's organized, and then stay in Mura and train for this Idrefjäll World Cup, because it's really special. We need to know how to navigate there, and otherwise we are just lost all the time.
Exactly. Sounds like a really good plan, I must say.
Yeah. Planning is not a problem. We'll see what the reality is.
Yeah, exactly. Very nice to talk to you, Wojtek. What's your plan for the rest of the day?
Well, at the moment, I have to stay calm and don't train, because I had the vaccination against the yellow fever yesterday or 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And it's not allowed to train or do some activities. So maybe I will do just a short, easy skiing, because we got the snow, a lot of snow even in Turno.
Okay.
That's nice. And otherwise I will just rest or maybe cook something nice.
Yeah. Sounds good, Wojtek. Many thanks for your participation here in Speaker's Corner, Wojtek. It's so nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me, and have a nice day, you and all the listeners.
Yeah, thank you, Wojtek, and good luck this year, this 2021. I really look forward.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.